Welcome, everybody, and happy Wednesday afternoon. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got a very busy and exciting show for you this hump day. Hope you are ready to be with us the entire afternoon because you're not going to want to miss any of what we've got to share with you this afternoon. Great group of guests lined up and topics that I think every single one of us here in Wisconsin and beyond will be deeply interested in. We're talking about corruption. We're talking about new people running for elected office, something I always want to see. Yes, we need fresh ideas, and that means fresh candidates. We'll be talking to one of those for a contested state Senate seat. Can't wait to have that discussion. And I've got a very special guest for all of you lined up right off the top to start the show. Before we bring on that guest, let me share with you some of the things that grabbed my attention today in the news. Well, folks, haters gonna hate. I guess it is as right or as predictable as you can possibly get, right up there with the sun rising in the east. Unbelievably, candidate for governor Sarah Rodriguez, Wisconsin's current lieutenant governor, guest of this program yesterday, had to post on what used to be called Twitter, now X, that, her husband is not undocumented. I kid you not, this was an actual thing that the candidate for governor had to respond to. Apparently, some reporters around the state got tips from, of course, unnamed sources that her husband is undocumented. She responded to these claims. Again, those are false claims, unfounded lies. She responded on X yesterday saying this: reporters got a quote tip that my husband is undocumented. Spoiler, he's a proud naturalized U.S. citizen. We are 5 days into this race and my opponents are already resorting to racist made-up attacks about my family. It's pathetic, it's ugly, and it sure as hell won't lower a single grocery bill or fix a single school. If this is their best shot, they better pack a damn lunch. Good for you, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, and shame on you, the xenophobic fearmongers on the right side of the dial attacking our lieutenant governor on baseless grounds. In that same vein, today, if you were watching any of the national news, you may have spotted Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orten right off the right hand, the right shoulder of President Trump. Speaking about bullies and jerks, yes, it would seem that Derek Van Orten wants no daylight between himself and the president, despite the president's ongoing scandal relating to the Epstein files. That one just won't go away. Of course, all of that smacking of conflicts of interest and overt corruption, we're going to get to that discussion today. At 5 o'clock, I've got Professor of Political Science Emeritus of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, Howard Schwaber, joining me and you. We're going to have a wide-ranging discussion about corruption, what it looks like, how it impacts your lives, and what each of us can do about it. And again, speaking of politicians that are letting Wisconsinites down seemingly on a daily basis, Tom Tiffany, boy, he doesn't ever disappoint except when he's disappointing Wisconsinites. That's what you can count on. Now he's going after HB1 visa program recipients that work within the University of Wisconsin system. He is attacking those visa recipients, saying this: American students spend years earning degrees only to watch universities hand out good-paying jobs to foreign workers on special visas. His bill to stop this process of the use of HB1 visas by institutions of higher learning, he said his bill will, quote, end the backdoor hiring practices that undercut American workers. This means that Tom Tiffany knows absolutely jack squat nothing about HB1 visas, which are only used and can be only granted when the employer, here the University of Wisconsin system, has a prolonged and persistent problem filling those roles with American citizens. That's actually how the visa program works. But, you know, Tom Tiffany, not so concerned about actual facts or data or reality, as long as he can make a good xenophobic point to score points with the only constituent that Tom Tiffany is actually concerned about, President Donald Trump. As we turn the page and bring on our special guest for this first half hour, what is all of this about at a certain level? I have said to you all many times on this program that I think it's a very weird moment in American history when a billionaire president thinks it's a good look that appeals to working people and folks that have bosses and get paychecks across this country to stand on his inaugural stage, shoulder to shoulder, with the rest of this country's billionaire class. To me, that shows a president that's deeply out of touch with regular Americans. In fact, if you don't pump your own gas or buy your own groceries, I'm not sure you should be an elected official at all, because indeed, you are completely out of touch with those kitchen table issues. Now, what I think is interesting is that there's a number of very, very, very wealthy folks out there that actually think the Trump handouts to billionaires, 100 millionaires, and the set that put their names on buildings is actually a terrible, no good, very bad idea that will actually make it harder for people who start their own businesses and do well to continue to do well into the future. We're going to break all that down for you with this next guest, Morris Pearl. He used to be managing director at BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager. Welcome back to the program, Morris. It's really great to have you.
Maggie, it's great to be in your show. Thank you.
So you were quoted in a front page article that ran this past weekend in the Washington Post. And it basically says, hey, we've got some really, really, really rich people who are opposed to these handouts to really, really rich people by Donald Trump. Tell us a little bit about what you had to say in the article and why, as someone who never has to work again in your entire life, you oppose these handouts to the ultra, ultra wealthy. Folks, I'm not talking about people that have saved up a couple of million dollars to get them through retirement or trying to buy their kids a house. We're not talking about you. We're talking about wealth at a completely different level. Tell us about it, Morris.
Well, first of all, the reason that we're doing what we're doing, because we don't want to live in a country where there's a few oligarchs who have all the money and everyone else is poor. Even if you're one of their few rich people, that doesn't work. I represent a group of millionaires, business people, and investors who made a lot of money. But they made almost all of it selling stuff to people who had enough money to live on and to be able to afford expensive ice cream or expensive shoes or expensive groceries in organic grocery stores. Those kinds of people are the kind of people we need living in our country so that we as business people and investors can actually make money. And just to think about what kind of people we're talking about when we say taxing rich people. Most people in Wisconsin know who, like, the famous, Giannis Antetokounmpo is, the star of the Bucks. He makes over $50 million a year. In a good year, he makes more money than 1,000 typical Wisconsin households, 1,000 times. But who's really rich? Right up the street here from my home in New York City is a family called the Lazarys, Mark and Kathy. Wonderful people, very sweet, have good parties in their townhouse in Manhattan. Mark started at one of the most successful hedge funds in the country, made billions of dollars for his clients and a billion or two for himself too. He and his partners owned the Milwaukee Bucks for 9 years. I don't think it's a total coincidence that his son is the senior vice president of the franchise. The star of the team is doing well, but he's not the really rich person we're talking about. The really rich person we're talking about is somebody like Mark Lazary, multi-billionaire hedge fund manager who has more money than he even knows how to keep track of. Those are the ultra rich people we're talking about, not your retired high school principals who saved up a few million dollars because they invested wisely in the stock market for 40 years, not even your star basketball players who've made tens of millions of dollars a year. We're talking about the ultra rich billionaires who are taking over this country because they have so much money, they can spend so much money on politics, and they can really outspend everyone else and sort of dominate our political system. Those are the kind of people we're talking about, who are, frankly, a few of them, trying to make our country back into the kind of oligarchy that they kind of have memories of growing up in or something. That's the kind of rich people we're talking about, Maggie.
Such an important point, because one of the things that I think has been such a challenge for folks that are advocating for an economy that actually works for the vast majority of us, I think sometimes the message that we put out there makes those hardworking people that have had a boss, that have saved, that have lived prudently, who, again, save for retirement, work so hard to try to help their kids afford college or university, who maybe want to help their kids buy their first homes. We're not talking about those folks, even the doctors and the lawyers, even some of the professional athletes that make certain sums of money that to many of us sound like, oh my gosh, those are rich people. What we're talking about is that completely different other level. And the reason that I think in part, Morris, it's so hard for people to understand who we're talking about is that regular Wisconsinites, including the doctors and lawyers and maybe principals or teachers or small business owners that have worked and saved their whole lives, we don't actually ever interact with any of these uber wealthy people that we're talking about. So it's hard to understand who they are. They exist literally in a different universe than the rest of us that have had bosses and get paychecks. It. Go ahead, sir.
I remember I was once going with my family on vacation to Berlin. We had tickets to fly first class United to Berlin.
Yes.
We go to the airport. There's a brief delay. We're ushered into a fancy dining room at the United Polaris something or other.
Yes.
They're serving us the fancy dinner. My son's girlfriend says, oh, this is how the rich people live. And I just want to tell you, no.
No.
This is not how the rich people, the rich people are not wandering through Newark Airport. The rich people are in a different airport altogether with their limos dropping them off in front of their private jets.
Yeah,
we are not the really rich people.
Yeah, it's the private jet folks. That's who we're talking about. We're going to continue this discussion about how to make the economy work better for people who work for a living, who get paychecks, who save their entire lives. We're talking about how to make the economy work better for you. We've got a special guest, Morris Pearl, former managing director at BlackRock. We'll continue this great discussion on the other side. Join us, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842.